Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 739. Preemptive, recorded on June 24th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm, and this episode I am alone. I'm actually doing this one kind of preemptively before our next episode, which will be with GT. DJ is actually stepping out for our next episode because of the recent announcement that Mixer is closing its doors in a month. So I'm kind of taking the opportunity to take this episode to go over some stuff so the episode tomorrow won't be as long. Last week we had the wonderful pleasure of having Tim Dadabo on the episode. I highly recommend, if you have not checked it out so far, to stop this, go listen to it. We had a wonderful time getting to talk with him, sharing stories, and overall just being able to recount memories and even talk about some of how Tim got into voiceover work and how he almost didn't even get the role of Guilty Spark. Go figure. So this episode is going to be a little bit shorter, but we're going to kind of speed through some of the community content. That way we can focus on the community spotlight that came out last week that we didn't get a chance to. And we have a lot of other things to talk about on the episode tomorrow as well. I'm recording this the Wednesday, the day right before that we would normally record, and kind of doing this little ad hoc. That way when we get to tomorrow, it won't be as long because there's a lot of content that actually came up over the past couple of weeks. So going to just go ahead and jump right on into things, starting with some of the playlist updates. And we'll actually cover this latest set of playlist updates on our Thursday show. So this is kind of getting us ready to where we would normally be for our Thursday episode. So the update that we got on the 10th of June, we had Griffball rotating in as the featured 44 category in MCC. This is available on, or this was available on Reach, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, and Halo 4 on Xbox, and then for PC, Halo Reach and Halo 2 Anniversary, since those are the only titles that count for that. And then the Yappening was also retired. The previous playlist update for the 18th of June, the rotational playlist that came in was Race in Social FFA, which rotated out Griffball as the featured playlist. And then the Race map variants that were available, that are probably no longer available. For Halo 2 Anniversary, the maps were Extraordinary, Superior Logic, Jurassic, and Island Raceway. And then Halo 3, it was Backburner, Blackheart, Cherry Kiss, and Glaciate. I only recognize two of the Halo 2 Anniversary ones for that, so yeah. By the time that you hear this, and by the time we actually get the Thursday show, this will have changed. So, moot point, but we're going to just kind of talk about it and get it out of the way. As far as Halo 5 goes, on June 18th, we had Triple Team going out and Core Play coming in. And then, actually, go ahead and touch on this tomorrow, but what's coming in is Foreigner Slayer and Warzone Turbo. So we'll talk a little bit more on the next episode on that one. MCC development and flighting updates. So when we were actually going to talk about this, the Halo 3 flight had come out, and we were going to talk about all the things that they were going to be testing, but at this point, it's kind of a moot point. But for those that were involved with the flighting, which should have been everybody, because actually this past weekend, they sent out a tweet saying, if you have a valid updated Halo Insider profile, you will get an invite. They were trying to test the heck out of Halo 3, which has been extended now for a third time. And we'll touch again about that on the next episode, which hopefully will be released soon. But in case you haven't heard, the test has been extended to, I believe, the 27th or the 29th of June. So they've been going all out on trying to get bugs squashed and things fixed for Halo 3 before it comes to an end. So it's actually being extended for a little bit while longer. You would have received emails on the extensions if you were validated and part of the Insider. So yeah, hopefully everyone's had a wonderful time on that. We've actually been doing Halo 3 Insiders instead of achievements on our Achieving Halo stream Sunday nights. If you've been able to check those out, thank you for coming on over. If not, if the flight's still going on, we might do that for one more week instead of doing MCC achievements. But once that flight is done, we will hop back on MCC achievements for our Sunday night streams. So what were they testing during the flight? If you're listening to this after the fact, well, customization. So they actually are breaking down the Halo 3 customization to its individual pieces back like it was on the 360, which is nice. Forge, theater, and challenges. There's the campaign content and multiplayer content that I think we touched on two podcasts ago, actually. And then we also have the extended play sessions. Again, check your emails for the extended play sessions, but they've been all over the place as far as 8v8 big team, hardcore slayer doubles, all that kind of stuff. Over on the MCC, or sorry, not MCC, over on the HCS side of things, we have updates from the Pro Tournament Week 2 and the Open Tournament Week 3. So for Pro Tournament Week number 2, we have Sentinels taking first place, followed by Pride and Inconceivable for second to third. And the bracket and the final results are over on the HCS Twitter account. First place taking home 2,000, second place 1,000, third and fourth place 500, and then fifth through eighth 250. On the Open Tournament Week number 3, we have Status Quo winning the Open Tournament. So now they're having a guaranteed place into the Pro Tournament number 3. In addition to that, we also have Stainers, Goober, Legendary Ands, Another Shell, Beach Vibes, Without Warning, and Eli's Army, making it into the top 8 teams that will be going into the Pro Tournament with the top 8 from last week. For the community play date, for this week, actually, they went on the Halo 3 Insider. They've normally been doing, I think, Halo 5 for the most part. That's been taking place on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, which is 4 p.m. Eastern. And then for some of the social posts that are coming out of the Halo accounts, this is just a reminder for the Black Lives Matter movement. All the proceeds from rec packs purchased between June 19th and July 19th will be donated to the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. More on that a little bit later. Halo also reached 1 million followers on Instagram, which is a pretty cool milestone. They don't get any kind of silver button or gold button or anything, but it's still a pretty big milestone achievement to reach 1 million followers on Instagram. So congratulations, Halo. Way to go on that. Josh Minkey has an update on the Halo 5 solo queue for Team Arena. They were rolling out some experimental changes over the past, I think from 2 weeks ago, actually. I'm not sure what the latest on that is, but if you've seen some things change there, that is what's been happening. This is just kind of a fun little tweet thing, but Xbox Game Pass PC, the Twitter account had a little kind of roulette loadout type thing going on. And it's just kind of a click and pause and see what your loadout is. And they had things from noob combo to SMG needler to, I think, double SMGs at one point. So it's just a fun little pause thing that the community got involved with. So that's over on Twitter at Xbox Game Pass PC. We also have a Today in Halo. So on the 12th of June, 2524, Koji Romeo Agu is born on Madrigal. He will eventually join the UNSC Marine Corps and the ODSTs of Alpha 9 before eventually joining the Spartan 4 program. And we've read about him and played as him. So really cool stuff there. This is an official 343 news, but it is product related, so we include this anyways. But Megablock News over on Twitter showed pictures of Halo Heroes Series number 12 out in the wild at Target. So if you are a collector of the Halo Heroes series from Mega Constructs, make sure you go check your local Target or other retailers where you get Mega Constructs and see if those are available in your area. Over on the community highlights side of things, we have a couple of new things from Forge Hub. First thing is we have the Forge Your World results. We're going to actually talk about these in more detail on tomorrow's episode, because there's some really, really good forges. Again, this is the contest where you take a in-real-life picture and try to recreate that picture in Forge. And there are some really amazing results. And again, we'll go over those on the regular podcast tomorrow. There's also an attrition map contest. Attrition is kind of a... So for those that have played Battlefield before, there is a mode called Rush, which is basically it's kind of just big squads going in trying to take control points, and it's progressive in a way. So it's like that in a way. Attrition is kind of interesting. I think we've touched on it before. I don't exactly remember if we have, but it's a contest where they're asking community to go and create attrition type maps. And again, we'll get into more detail on it tomorrow from the article, but that's the next contest that Forge Hub is bringing up for us. On the community content side of things, we got quite a few updates since it's been 2 weeks since we haven't talked about it. On the HCS Pro Talk side of things, we have episode number 131, Competitive Integrity, and then episode number 132, Rip Mixer, which we'll talk a little bit more about that on tomorrow's episode, and when DJ returns, probably the episode following. On Podcast Evolved, so in front, we have a lot of episodes. Episode 212 of their mainline podcast, Infinite, Installation 07. Episode 213 is Live and Heavily Edited. And then episode 214 is Infinite Oni. So that's part of their little kind of Road to Infinite series. Mission Debrief, they have two new episodes. Episode 102, Spartan Strike Part 2. And episode 103, Halo Wars 2, The Signal. It's already into Halo Wars 2. And then Build With Blocks, they have Halo Heroes We Need. And by that title, I'm assuming they're probably going with figures or characters that we have not seen in the Halo Heroes lines so far. Over on Finish the Fight, we have episode number 34, which is their Halo 4 Part 2 discussion. They are really cool at doing their research. I actually haven't listened to probably the past 8 episodes, and I need to go and do that. So hopefully when I have some free time, I will actually catch up with them. Sacred Icon Halo has 2 new episodes since we last talked about them. Episode number 35, When J.J. Abrams Played Halo. And then episode 36, Grizzled Ancients. On the Halo Outreach podcast side of things, we have 2 new episodes from them as well. Both of these are kind of talking about flight updates and Halo Infinite related rumors and stuff. On YouTube, Hidden Xperia has 2 new videos. He's starting to do a top 7 type of video roundup type thing. First one is 7 characters that should return in Halo Infinite's campaign. So this is kind of taking some of the story that we've seen in Halo 5 and some of the other books, extrapolating it, and his thoughts of what we should see in Infinite, or what he'd like to see, I guess, more specifically. And then we have 7 features Halo Infinite needs at launch to be successful. I can only assume by the title, I haven't watched it yet, but things like Big Team and Forge that weren't in Halo 5 at launch, probably that kind of stuff that should be nailed into Halo's launch when Infinite comes out. Makes sense. We've talked about it before. Let's hope that Halo comes out in a, I hate to say more acceptable state, but given how past Halo games have launched before Halo 5, it would be nice to see a core feature set that's a little bit more rounded out for a variety of gameplay and experience in the Halo franchise. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Halo Canon has a couple new videos. Toa Freak, shout out to him. First one is, what is Halo 3? MCC on PC Primer Series. So he's been doing these primers for each game that's upcoming to release on PC. So this is Halo 3. So he's got 2 more to go. Halo 3 ODST and Halo 4. So those should be cool to see what he does for those. ODST should be really interesting. Halo 4, there's a lot of lore behind that. I'm curious to see if he touches on any of the books that support the Didact being revealed and that kind of stuff. So we'll have to see what happens with that. He also has how Halo Infinite should handle its enemies. Kind of his take on what we've seen from past games, what's currently existing in the lore, and what he thinks based on where we're currently at and the time gap that we see between the end of Halo 5 and where we will potentially be, because it's not fully confirmed yet, but assuming that it's kind of the 3 years out, what should be in place to see what kind of enemies. So that should be interesting to see. Over on Ultimate Halo's side of things, we have two videos of mention. First one is the new Cortana and Chief's plan. So this is kind of diving into some theory on what we might see the new Cortana, kind of the hint from the extra audio clip that was discovered from the E3 trailer last year. And then what Chief is doing to combat the created and the Cortana part that's controlling that. And then we also have 7 huge urban legends and myths in Halo. That's always kind of a fun topic, kind of going over, hey, these are things that aren't really things that exist in Halo. So check those out. And then we have one of, I'm going to note from General Heed, although he's put out a lot of videos since the last time we talked about his stuff. But the one I want to focus on is Halo 3, an in-depth look at the new and improved Forge on MCC, because in the insider build, they introduced quite a few things into Forge, including increased budget, obviously mouse and keyboard controls, but there's also additional Forge pieces in some of the kind of Forge-included maps. So things like Sandbox, Avalanche, all those kind of big maps that were DLC later on, they've actually gone in and added additional Forge pieces in there from some of the other maps to really round out the forging capabilities for the maps that are kind of built bigger to be more template-y based. So it really gives way to a lot of other potential. And because it's on newer hardware, they've obviously increased the budget so you can have a lot more things on there. I think they've doubled a lot of the objects you can spawn, all the vehicles have been doubled. I think all the weapons have been doubled, teleporters, spawn points. I don't know if they've been doubled, but there's been a lot of different elements and objects within the Forge object palette that have been increased on how many you can have on map, and then the budget as well, because better hardware means it can actually handle it better. Although it will be an interesting test to have Team Bubble Bath on Last Resort. I think Last Resort is the Halo 3 remake of Zanzibar. So it'll be interesting to forge that map and see what happens. Some other fun stuff with Forge is they also have implemented the physics from Halo Reach. So you can have phased, fixed, and normal physics in all Forge for Halo 3, which is really freaking cool. And there's a couple other things in there like fine tuning. So being able to adjust the XYZ axis positions and actually fine tune the rotation up to, I think, a single decimal point. So a lot of stuff that we're used to seeing in Halo Reach and Halo's Forge, they actually backport a lot of that to Halo 3, which is really cool. So if you want an in-depth look at all that, definitely check out his video. He goes over a lot of the finer details. Obviously, it's not fully inclusive because that could take a while to go through, but it's a pretty good look at seeing what they've introduced new into Halo 3's Forge, at least kind of the stuff that would be most noteworthy. From the domain, we have a video of note, Forward Unto Dawn versus UNSC Infinity Signature Series Fight. So this is where they actually are taking kind of a side-by-side analysis of the Forward Unto Dawn and the UNSC Infinity as far as how fun it was to build, the build quality, the detail, the attention to detail that was put into the Signature Series sets, and overall just kind of their take on how each set compares to one another. How it was from the first Signature Series set, which was the Forward Unto Dawn, which is still the largest set, I think, in the Halo lineup, and then the UNSC Infinity, which was a little bit which is actually a little bit smaller than Forward Unto Dawn, has fewer pieces, but it's a lot, the instructions are a lot easier to build because it's obviously a newer set. So an interesting watch over there. Eckhart's Ladder has every stage of a flood infection and the disturbing endgame. So obviously, the flood discussion is one that gets the Halo lore folks really enticed. And flood infection is definitely one of those that's very interesting. As far as starting with the flood spore, how it goes and mutates bodily matter like quickly and all the different forms. So he said in his video, he actually made it because whenever he talks about flood in other videos, he goes and re-explains kind of how the flood infestation works. So he wanted a video that he could point back to in his other videos. Like, I explained it all here, and watch that first if you wouldn't need to know the details, and then come back here. So it's a good overall video, and I know there's other YouTubers that have done the same thing. Hidden Xperia has done one. I think Toadfreak may have done one. Installation 00, I'm pretty sure, has done one. But this is just another one to kind of add to it. It's a different take on it. And it was a pretty easy, understandable watch. So if you are curious in how the flood infestation works, and maybe you haven't watched one of the other videos, this is one to go and check out. And then Eckhart's Ladder also has a "This Has to Stop, the Thief Stealing from Me and the Halo Community." So if you've seen this over kind of on the SFM and artist side of the Halo community, there's been some major offenders, unfortunately, within the Halo community that just go and take other people's artwork and attribute it to themselves. Obviously, that's not a good thing, and all we can really do on that is tell the creators of, hey, we saw this, we think it's yours, you should probably go and try to fix it. Because unfortunately, the specific person that they call out, I'm not going to say the person's name on here. If you want to go find it, go search for it on Twitter or Google, but or watch his video. But a lot of the times these things unfortunately happen on Instagram, and the only thing that you can do on Instagram is tell the person that made the specific art piece or video or whatever, they have to go and file a copyright claim on it. So the original creator of the work has to do it. You can't just report and say, hey, I know this is copyright. The actual person that owns the copyright to that piece of artwork has to go and make the claim against it. So it's just kind of one of those things of be aware of what's being shared out there. If it's a community or an account that's like, you're posting a lot of stuff, and it's very, like, one way to kind of tell if all of the designs and art styles are very different, like there's not a consistent art style, that kind of tends to be an indication of, hey, I don't know if you actually own this stuff. And if you're not giving credit, that's another kind of red flag too. So just something to be aware of as you're out there getting invested in creators' works. Just check your sources, see if who you're following is actually the one making the content. That's all I can really say to that. Podcast Evolved has another video for their Road to Infinite series, and this one is titled Installation 07, which is supposedly where we are in Halo Infinite, being Zeta Halo. There's been a whole bunch of teases to it, and at this point it's pretty much unofficially confirmed that that's where we're going to be for Halo Infinite. There you go. And then a longtime community member from the Australia region of the world, some people might remember him, Holmbaum. He's been making YouTube videos again, and he actually made a recent Halo one. He's a friend of the show. He goes on playing, I think, Halo 3 and MCC, if I remember right. And it's called Leaf Blower in Halo. That's the title of the video. And it's just him kind of chatting up on a couple of things. And just wanted to shout him out because he's back making some YouTube videos. And he made a Halo one. So you can go check him out on YouTube. Holmbaum, H-O-L-M-B-O-M. And I think one of those is a zero. But if you just search for Holmbaum, you'll find him. Over on the artwork side of things, we've got quite a bit, actually, this week compared to some other weeks that we really haven't had anything. Archangel, or Banoski, has a couple of things. First one is, So I wanted to shout him out, and if he listens to the download of this, I know he frequently comes by our live stream, so I don't know if you will actually listen to the downloaded version of this, but in case you do, Benoski, just want to give you a shout out because he turned around within 2 or 3 hours our podcast artwork that we used for the interview for Tim Dodabo. I went out on Twitter probably about maybe halfway done as I was editing the podcast, and I went and said, hey, if someone out there has a Guilty Spark piece of artwork that they wouldn't mind us using as the show art for our interview with Tim Dodabo, let us know. And within seconds, Archangel replies, I could probably whip something up. I go out and respond to him. He's like, well, I guess I should have clarified. We're releasing this in probably about 2 hours. I need something probably before then. So I was looking for existing art, but hey, if you can do it, more power to you. And he said, sure. And lo and behold, within about 3 hours, he turned around this piece of artwork, and hopefully it gets into the next spotlight because it looks pretty cool. I was very impressed with how quickly he whipped it up. But it's basically Guilty Spark with four sentinels. You have the halo on one side, kind of one of the beam towers as a backdrop as far as a stage and kind of a ceiling overhang. And then kind of an installation 04 island off on the left side. And it is really good. I have to say, for how quickly he put it together, it's a very impressive piece of artwork. So that's over on his Twitter, Benoski73. So again, dude, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. And we are still very impressed with how quickly you got that turnaround. We were talking about it in the Discord of like, whoa, this is this is really good and was done really quickly. So thank you so much for doing that. He also has a updated, it's like a original character poster that he has. So for a lot of the artists out there, they have an original character model that's like, okay, this is my Spartan. I'm going to use this Spartan or character throughout all of my pieces of work. And this is how you know it's my work, because it's my character model in all of these pieces of artwork that I'm making. So he did an update to his apparently like 2016 OC character poster. And he put that on Twitter as well. Tom Jurassic, we haven't actually seen something from him in quite a while. He has another Mega Construct scene. And this one, he has a caption on it that says, Command, where the hell is the chief? We are getting hammered by cubbies out here, and they just keep coming. This one's a really cool little setup. He has a few Marines that are laying against embankments. One has a rocket launcher, a few have assault rifles, I think one might have a sniper. And it's basically an embankment kind of looking over, and then there's elites and grunts obviously rushing them. So that's really cool. It's been a while since we've seen him actually put one of these together, so nice to see him actually get one out there for quite a while. Mr. Halo Art has a 3-part Twitter thread. That's his Halo 3 collection. This is a combination of, I think it's pretty much all screenshots. All made in Forge without any post effects. Obviously, like having in-game, like the effect orbs that's in Halo 3 Forge. Obviously use that. But this is all stuff that he made in Forge without any post-editing in like Photoshop or anything like that. And there's 12 images. It's a 3-part thread over on his Twitter. And again, that's Mr. Halo Art. So if you want to go check those screenshots out, they're really, really well done. Lots of darker kind of purple, blues, and other kind of darker colors in his mix of things. And then he also has a piece called Seeker. This is made in Forge as well. Over on Vengatuso, he has another shot of Sergeant Johnson and a squad of ODSTs preparing for a firefight for his big project that he's been working on. This is another one that he's used the Master J 2001 Nightfall armor as part of this render. Looks really freaking good. Again, it's ODST environment theme, so it has, if you remember the last mission from ODST, the kind of enclosed bridge way that you would drive through, and you have a little mounds in the center from the divided lane highway, the coastal highway. That's what it is. It overall looks very convincing that that could be very believable from that scene, more or less. Over on Pixel Flare's side of things, we have an updated streaming asset pack for Ubernix. So he was showcasing off some of the transition effects and some of the other things that he has been doing to update Ubernix streaming stuff. And he also has a graphic for Ubercoin. You know, just Bitcoin, but it's for Ubernix. Anyways, I don't know if this is something, because Twitch has this kind of like currency or spark system. I forget what exactly it is, but you, like, as you watch, you earn these things and there's a little icon for them. So I think Ubercoin, that might be the thing that he's using now. I haven't actually been over to the stream in a little bit to check, but if nothing else, it's kind of a fun joke. So, and then one of his most recent artworks, which is very, very, very impressive. I must say this is probably one of the craziest pieces of artwork that I've seen him make so far. It has the chief wielding a gravity hammer and the arbiter wielding his prophet's bane. And this is titled, "That Storm Wasn't Natural. What is here anyway? It had hidden the approach of a massive deep sea sentinel unit. Whatever we did at the beach must have pissed off something special for it to surface like that." So I'm not sure what the environment is. It's kind of dark, but think of the, for those that have seen The Matrix, think of the kind of tendril metal-like things from all the machines, or I guess think of the sentinels and all the, like, the arms that float behind them, and then when they bring them out for their little tools. That's basically kind of what he used in here. It's a very interesting piece of artwork. He also has a kind of a Blender fly around too, that he shows off what the scene looks like before adding post effects to it, which is actually very interesting. Cold Protocol on Twitter announced that he is opening up his commission. So if you want something made that kind of is along what he makes, then go check him out. He does a lot with Sins of the Prophets. So a lot of his stuff evolves around kind of the big scene ship to ship battle, kind of in low Earth orbit type stuff. So if you're looking for something like that, then his commissions are open. I'm sure he'll do some other stuff, but that's just kind of what his big thing has been of late. He has a Rainbow CCS class cruiser, which is actually really pretty cool, the way he colorized it. And he has two other pieces of artwork that have a little bit of narrative to them as well. This first one, November 17th, 2552, in an attempt to intercept the stream of Covenant reinforcements and approaching Earth, Operation Death Throes begins. The last major naval conflict of the war, Death Throes, saw 81% of the UNSC fleet destroyed or rendered combat ineffective. Which, that's a lot. That's over 81% of the fleet. That's pretty bad. And that's November 2552. Ooh, that's a lot. And then March 3rd, 2553. After the end of the Covenant War, the Shadow of Intent departs the ceremony at Voy by the word of the Arbiter. Take us home. So there you go. I didn't realize that was basically 4.5 months. I guess, like, the days of Halo, or the events of Halo 3 took place probably within, like, a week. But I guess after rebuilding, that took a while before the Arbiter actually left and they erected the monument. So I guess that makes sense. Ezel VFX has a new piece that he has on his Twitter as well. This one's titled Space Debris. It's currently a work in progress, and he's recently been joining up with the Choke Point Games crew as well. But it's a very interesting piece. It has a CCS class cruiser kind of as a main focal point, but then just space debris of maybe UNSC ship or something flying around it. So you can check all these out on Twitter. That's where we're pulling these for the time being. We'll go over to Instagram probably at some point and pull stuff from there, but it's a lot to dive through. So hence why we're kind of doing this separate podcast for the time being. On the community musings side of things, we've got Halopedia's Trivia Tuesday and Lore Thursday back in the works. So we'll start off with a Trivia Tuesday from about 2 weeks ago. This one is, did you know that during the development of the original Halo Wars, several vehicles were modeled and eventually cut from the game? This week, take a look at the UNSC Leviathan Mobile Firebase, which would have served as a portable base that could move around the map. This thing looks like a giant spider tank. That's basically what it looks like. It's a base, and it has four kind of pad legs that have wheels on them. Kind of looks like a spider tank in a way, with a whole battery of missile pods, one giant tank arm that could be housed on top of the base, or they actually modeled what ended up being used as the slipspace drive from the Spirit of Fire. They modeled that onto the top of the base to kind of give it some scale. And there's some warthogs on there too. But it's just a giant tank-looking base with kind of like the... looks like bodies of a warthog, and basically where the driver and passenger seat would be is where the legs connected to the warthog. And the warthog base kind of has six wheels, it looks like. Anyways, that's kind of what it looks like. Lore Thursday from last week. From massive carriers to small schooners, the UNSC employs dozens of types of ships across its navy, commercial fleet, and other branches. Trivia Tuesday from this week. Did you know that in the E3 2010 Halo Reach demo, there was a Covenant drop pod that went unused and was replaced with a new drop pod? This drop pod was later added into Halo Fiction in 2017 with the release of Halo Warfleet as the Suspa AI pattern drop pod. Or Suspa Owl, I guess. Yeah, Suspa Owl pattern drop pod. Trivia Tuesday for Halopedia on their post also has the model of the drop pod. Know Your Halo is also back. This is posted by Podcast Evolved. So we have one from last week, and there's another one for this week. So the one from last week is, while Mjolnir Mark IV is the most famous Spartan armor, having been worn by the Master Chief from Halo 2 through Halo 4, this armor was worn by the majority of Spartan 3s during the Covenant War. And the options here were Mjolnir Mark V, Semi-Powered Infiltration, or SPI, Mjolnir Mark VI, or sorry, Mark IV, or the Hrunting Mark III, or the Hrunting Mark III, I guess. The answer to that was the SPI armor, which most of the community got out of 71 votes, so good job there. The one for this week is, this is the given name for the Prophet of Regret. And they actually said given game, but they meant to say given name for the Prophet of Regret. We've talked about him several times in books that we've read. So, yeah. The options are Lod Moran, Ord Casto, Hod Rumt, or Mekin Shriaben. So, there you go. Know Your Halo is back from Podcast Evolved. Over on, and this is, I guess this is a little more official Twitter for Halo. I guess I could have put it over on the official section. On June 28th, the Halo multiplayer team is hosting their first ever charity stream. This will be over on twitch.tv/HaloMPTeam. There will be some speed painting, forge and custom matches, and other Halo shenanigans while they raise funds for We Are Gameheads. Again, this is twitch.tv/HaloMPTeam, and I actually found this out because I believe Ascend Hyperion is a part of it. There's a couple of Halo community content people that are a part of this charity stream. Again, this takes place Sunday, June 28th at 11 a.m., so that's starting this weekend, and I don't know how long they're going, but yeah, that's going to be over at twitch.tv/HaloMPTeam. So, yeah, go over and check it out if you got some time on Sunday to look for it. Some of the upcoming tournaments that we have, courtesy of noobcombo.com. Again, going to take a look at the next couple of weeks rolling up. On June 26th, we have the Full Send Halo 5 3v3 Breakout SWAT Tourney. And then on June 28th, we have four tournaments happening. And that's also on Sunday. The King Cherry Pie Halo 3 4v4 Draft Tournament. The Esports Arena Halo 2 Classic 4v4. The Esports Arena Halo 5 2v2. And the Europa Halo 5 FFA Frenzy. That will take us into the month of July. And 4th of July holiday weekend, there is nothing happening. So that would kind of make sense for us here in the US. Nothing international either, which is a tad bit surprising. But 4th of July weekend for us here in the States, there is nothing going on. So again, thanks to noobcombo.com for having all of that together where we can just talk about it that way. And then if you guys checked out last week, of course, you know, we had Tim Dadabo on. We had a bunch of questions from social media that we answered, and then Ace had his Ace's Mayhem. So again, if you didn't check it out, make sure you go back and listen to the podcast. We are not doing Halo Battleborn this next podcast because obviously we're going to be catching up on quite a bit of stuff that we've missed. And the week after, we're not doing it, which we'll talk about tomorrow. So the Battleborn discussion is actually going to be pushed back into July. So we'll get to that book next month. Because it is a shorter book, we should be able to get to Meridian Divide pretty quickly after that. And then at that point, we can get into the Master Chief books that aren't technically a trilogy or an anthology. They're, even though they are all Chief related, Troy Denning actually came out on Twitter to say that, yeah, it's actually, they're not all directly connected in an anthology type of way, even though they are Blue Team stories and Master Chief stories. But that will line us up for hopefully getting all the books read through to the one that's coming out in October. And then we'll be pretty much, or not necessarily we, I will be caught up with all the books at that point. So that's our goal. All right, this took a little bit longer than I thought it would, but it's a good thing we're doing this now. That way the podcast tomorrow isn't quite as long. By the time you're hearing this, we'll probably be doing the live stream. This will probably come out a little bit before that starts, but just in case not, again, this is a preemptive podcast to the one that we're doing this week, just because there's a lot of content and I kind of want to separate this one out so we could get to the good stuff tomorrow and just have the discussions that we need to have. On the note of supporting racial inequality or the racial injustice stuff going on, we mentioned a couple weeks ago that we were going to put together a thing where anything that we get through Twitch subscriptions, donations, anything that we get through Amazon affiliate and Patreon, that we would be giving it to a charity. We haven't made an announcement about that yet just because of a whole bunch of things going on, but we're going to extend that. We here at Potacular believe that the Halo community should be an open and inviting place to all people. Everyone deserves respect, and we want that to be, we want Potacular, and especially the greater Halo community, to be a safe space where people can come and just be who they are around other people. So I actually took the time to kind of step back and made sure that ACLU was the one that we wanted to support, because personally, I've already donated to NAACP Legal Defense Fund, so I kind of want to spread things around a little bit. So we are going to stick with ACLU for what we're going to be doing here. And again, that is the American Civil Liberties Union. And it's a nonprofit that aims to defend and preserve individual rights and liberties guaranteed to people per the Constitution. It's U.S.-based, obviously, so it's U.S.-focused because all the hosts here are U.S.-based. So we're going to, or I'm personally going to match up to $117 of anything that we get through Twitch subscriptions, Patreon patron payments, direct donations, or anything that we get from our Amazon affiliate link. Any proceeds that we get from that I'm going to match up to $117 and we'll donate to the American Civil Liberties Union. Because it's been late, we were going to start that back on June 16th, I believe. But because of us kind of doing it late, we're going to say anything from June 16th to July 25th, anything within that range, we will donate the proceeds to ACLU, and I will match anything up to $117. So there's potential to go up to $234 or even beyond if we raise more than that. So again, we're going to support ACLU through that, and we just want to show our support here from Podtacular that we do not support any racism or social inequality. We believe that that kind of stuff does not have a place in our society today, and especially within the Halo community. So yeah, hopefully people are on board with that, and we hope that you will support us in those endeavors. Talking about Patreon, we have a new patron that has joined us. So we want to give a shout out to, once I find my list of patrons here, because, I thought I wrote it down. Oops. if there it is, Nick Palmer, who has actually joined the $10 tier, but he is he is a patron at $30. So he's paying $30 to Podtacular a month. So Nick Palmer, thank you so much for becoming a patron on Patreon. And also shout outs to Confal and Leberkes, who are also contributing to Patreon as well. Thank you so much for believing in us and supporting the podcast and helping keep the lights on over here on our little corner of the Halo community. We'll go ahead and wrap things up. You can connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Podtacular. You can catch our live streams over on Twitch, Mixer for the time being, as it's going away in a month, and YouTube. We will discuss how the Twitch closure will affect our streaming going forward. We have some internal discussions that we need to have, but we will let everybody know what we decide to do. With the Mixer, or with Xbox partnering with Facebook, there's the Facebook gaming side of things, which we've tried before. We weren't very happy with that because it doesn't integrate with Restream well. It's hard to get any kind of embedded stuff going on so we can track chat and cross promote and that kind of stuff. And hearing some of the conversations of a lot of the Mixer partners staying away from Facebook because of certain reasons, it's not very encouraging for us to even try. So it might be one of those things where we might start exclusively streaming on Twitch and make YouTube our just edited video platform. But again, we have our discussions that we need to have internally on that, so we will let everybody know what we decide on that when the time comes. You can find us on Discord as well. That's where a lot of the community discussion happens for us. We also have our Spartan Company and our Xbox Club. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, and anywhere that you listen to podcasts. If there is someplace we are not, please reach out to us and let us know, whether it's on social media or Discord. That way we can figure out how to get our podcast where you listen to podcasts normally. For our live streams, we have our podcast normally at 8:30 p.m. on Thursdays. That's Eastern. And then that is 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 2:30 p.m. Australian Eastern, 12:30 p.m. Australian Western, and 1:30 a.m. GMT. Sorry for those over in Europe. Fraggin' Fridays is our game nights. That starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time as well. That is up to community choice. And with the Insider still kind of going on, we haven't actually had votes for Insider. Actually, not a lot of votes for PC. So if you really want a PC lobby, make sure you go to the Discord and vote. Podtacular.com/Discord, because most of the folks that we play with are on Xbox. If there's enough votes on PC, we will do split lobby. GT will host Xbox and I will host PC. And that way we get the community where they want to play. And then Achieving Halo, that takes place on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Again, we've been doing the Halo 3 Insider Flight recently because, well, Halo 3 is a pretty big addition on PC since the first Well, Halo Reach was technically the first game that hasn't been on PC. Halo CE and Halo 2 have been on there in some form. So Halo 3 is kind of the next big addition, and it was a very big game in the gaming industry as a whole. So having that included in MCC is a pretty big deal. If the flight is extended through Sunday, then we will play that this coming Sunday. If not, we will be back in MCC. We'll kind of staying on MCC, working on achievements there. For our Patreon, you can find us over at podtackler.com/Patreon. We have a whole bunch of different tiers that enables you to check out our show notes, get access to VODs of our live streams, be eligible for merch, be able to nominate topics of discussion every month. And there's a whole bunch of other things that you can get access to as well if you head on over to Patreon. Also, if you shop with Amazon regularly, which I imagine a lot of us are probably doing that because of the pandemic and social distancing, we have an affiliate link that you can use. So whenever you shop on Amazon, before you check out, so you can go ahead and put everything in your cart, before you check out, head on over to podtackler.com/Amazon. That'll just take you right to the landing page, but it puts a little token in your checkout. And whenever you check out, we get a little cut back on what you pay to Amazon for your products. And that's another way to support the show without even that much extra effort. You're not paying anything extra. It's just a little bit that they take off and they send over our way. You can also donate to us directly if you choose. We have a little PayPal set up where you can go to podtackler.com/donate and send us money directly. And again, if you're looking to support PodTackler, anything that we get between June 15th and July 25th, all that matched up to $117, we're going to donate to ACLU. And if we get more than that from the community, obviously all of that will go, but I personally will match up to $117 of my own money to go to ACLU. That's going to wrap up the show. It's been a long time since I've done a solo cast, so there's probably a lot more stuttering. There's a lot more gap filling of ums and uhs. I'm not going to edit this one quite as much as I normally do because I want to get this one out before we actually do our show tomorrow, which will be our normal show. It will be live. It'll be on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. Unfortunately, we will be DJ-less because he is trying to figure out with Mixer going away what he's doing. So since that is his livelihood, since that's basically his job, we're giving him the time that he needs to kind of figure out how he's going to get his feedback under him. So we won't have DJ this next podcast, but he will be back the following week. So make sure you go show him some love. He is moving over to Twitch among the whole Mixer closure. So he's over at twitch.tv/DJBluePDX. So go show him some love and support if you have not already. And GT and I are also on Twitch. You can find me at Duststorm and GT at Godzilla T on Twitch. So if you want us to go and check out our streams when we stream there, then we would be more than appreciative that you would come over and check us out. That's going to be it for this episode. For those that listen to the download, appreciate you taking the time. Hopefully this frees up a little bit of time for us doing the podcast tomorrow. Hopefully it won't be as long. It might still be 2 hours. It might be shorter. And if it's shorter, great. But this has been another solo show. It's been a long time since I've done it. I don't even remember when the last time was. But again, thanks for listening. And until next time, keep on fragging them trucks.